All Shall Be Well by Deborah Crombie. Read by Michael Deehy.
It is sooth that sin is cause of all this pain. But all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Juliana of Norwich, 15th century. Chapter 1. Jasmine Dent let her head fall back against the pillows and closed her eyes. Morphine coats the mind like fuzz on a peach, she thought sleepily, and smiled a little at her metaphor. For a while she floated between sleeping and waking, aware of faint sounds drifting in through the open window, aware of the sunlight flowing across the foot of her bed, but unable to rouse herself. Her earliest memories were of heat and dust, and the unseasonable warmth of the April afternoon conjured up smells and sounds that danced in her mind like long-forgotten wraiths. Jasmine wondered if the long, slow hours of her childhood lay buried somewhere in the cells of her brain, waiting to explode upon her consciousness with that particular lucidity attributed to the memories of the dying. She was born in India, in Mayapur, a child of the dissolution of the Raj. Her father, a minor civil servant, had sat out the war in an obscure office. In 1947, he had chosen to stay on in India, scraping a living from his ICS pension. Of her mother, she had little recollection. 5 years after Jasmine's birth, she had borne Theo.